Hello everyone, this is Kasima, and I'm going to do the quest for the questionnaire as my first post on GWA Backstage, which is super exciting. I'm pretty new to the GWA community, and I figured this would be a cool way to introduce myself to all you listeners and get a little more personal, a little more cozy with everyone. These questions just look really fun. And I figured that this would be the way to start. So, first question is, how much time do you spend surfing the web / browsing Reddit on average? Too much time, probably. But I guess it depends, like, what I'm doing that day. Is it a weekday or a weekend? How much work do I have? So it varies, but probably too much. I just really enjoy, like, Reddit, mostly. Speaking of which, what is your favorite website online? Reddit, probably. It's a really cool place, just like all my interests are represented, and there's some really cool people, and I also get to look at pictures of cute animals, which is like super important to me. I also really like Tumblr. I've been on Tumblr for like 6 years at this point, and it's like become like so ingrained in like my daily routine that like I can't go a day without like checking my Tumblr. And it's a really cool like looking back on like years ago, like stuff I posted. It's like a documentation of my life that I like didn't really like plan on making, but like I've just had it for so long that like you can see like my interests change and like I post about like life changes and stuff. But even like the posts like currently, like I really like what the people I follow post, and it's just a really cool place. So Reddit and Tumblr are tied, I would say. Around what age did you start using the internet? I was like 12 or 13, I think. Yeah. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? My laptop, which I treat like my child. I love it very much. Have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I did tell one, my best friend. I first like just showed her GWA like in general, and I was like, look at this is awesome, and she was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. And like a few days later I was like, yeah, by the way, I like do that. Like I post things on there. And she was like, that's awesome. And I was like, yay. And she's really cool in general, so I wasn't surprised that she reacted like really, she was really chill about it. And I don't think like my friends would be opposed to it, really, like, if I told them. I just, like, have not had, like, an opportunity where it would, like, come up naturally, and, like, I don't feel it necessary to, like, just randomly tell them, but I don't imagine that they would, like, be, like, upset about it or anything. I feel like they would just be like, you do you. So, just my one friend actually knows, but I don't think my friends would be, like, opposed to it. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? I would say, like, a 9 or a 10. I'm fairly comfortable with it. I'd probably be closer to a 9 just because I, like, don't talk about it with, like, my family, just because, like, that's not a thing that I ever did. But, like, with friends, I talk about it all the time. I love it. It's so much fun. It's just really, it's like super fun to talk about, and I think it's a thing that happens with most people, and it's natural and it's healthy, and there's a very silly stigma surrounding it, and I think that having these conversations with people is a cool way to get rid of that stigma, and make sex a more accepted thing, as it should be, because it's awesome. So yeah. If you care to share, what is sexuality? I am bisexual, and it is awesome. How many times a day, on average, do you think about sex or masturbate? Think about sex a couple times a day. Masturbate, it varies. Usually a few times a week. Lately, it's been, like, every day, like, more than once, because I've been super into GWA, but on average, usually, like, a few times a week for masturbating, but for thinking about sex, like, multiple times a day. Who are your favorite submitters on GWA? I have a few. I have a lot, actually. But, like, my top four The first ones that come to mind are Wiley Casanova, Entrechat, Playful Little One, and Wicked Sub. Those, they all just like never fail to disappoint me, or they never disappoint me is what I meant to say, because they're awesome and they never fail to please me. That's the word I was looking for. They're awesome, and every single one of their posts just like blow me away, and they're all beautiful and wonderful and awesome, and I'm big fans. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? Well, I will say that I've never actually been with a woman, which is upsetting to me, and I'm planning on getting on that soon because that just needs to happen. Like, that is just a thing that I really want to do. Who's your number one celebrity crush? Natalie Dormer is just the most beautiful person in the world, and like, she could pretty much do anything to me, and I would be like, wow, thank you. Like, I love you so much. So, yeah. Do you drink or do you like to get drunk? What is your favorite drink? I do quite enjoy getting drunk, and I. It's complicated. I don't enjoy vodka. Like, I don't drink it, and I'm not like, this is delicious. But it gets the job done. Because I'm a slow drinker, so, like, drinking beer doesn't really work for me. Because, like, I just drink it so slowly that, like, it does not have any sort of effect. But, like, vodka, you just do a few shots, and you're like, woo! So that's my go-to. I don't like enjoy the taste, but it does what I need it to do. And then eventually you just stop caring about the taste and you're just having fun. What is your favorite food? Something you can never get tired of eating. My first instinct is chicken nuggets. I'm an adult. What is your favorite band? Oh my god, don't ask me that. I have a lot. Right now, I just started listening to Churches, spelled with a V instead of a U. Like today, I just started listening to them, and I wish I'd listened to them before because they're amazing, and the lead singer is like beautiful, and just they're really awesome. I'm really into Lorde, I'm really into Haim. What else? I'm trying to think like what I've been listening to lately. That's kind of it. Those have been like my big three recently. What color are your eyes and hair? My eyes are brown, and my hair is currently black, but naturally brown. And what color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? I don't really have a preference. I think they're all really pretty. What is your favorite time to have sex and masturbate? I like the evening. I think that's the most sensual time of the day. I don't know why I always find myself that's when like I want to have sex the most. Are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? I switch. And I guess it does depend on the partner. I'm kind of like whatever you want to do more. I'm fine with doing either. I don't really have like a huge preference. Do you have any hobbies? What hobbies do I have? I'm big into Pokemon. And like Animal Crossing and basically 3DS games in general. I'm like super into and have been for like a really long time. So yeah. That's just like what I do. Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Yeah, I guess so. How I got into it. I've just like always been surrounded by video games, like growing up, and they're mostly like consoles. But having 3DS or a DS in general is cool because then you can play stuff like wherever. And I like played them a lot with my sister growing up, so that was just like a thing that we always did and we still do. And I'm really into it, and I think they're like a really great way for me to like calm down after like you know if you have a shitty day and you come home and it's like sometimes I just want to play video games and so that's what I do. And so I feel very passionately about them. I really enjoy them and they're just wonderful. If you could gain a superpower or ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good or evil or a little bit of both? Telekinesis, because I want to just be able to get things that are on the other side of the room, because that is just a struggle, and sometimes you just don't want to get up. But actually, I just think that's the coolest power ever. I don't think I would necessarily use it for good or evil. I would use it, because I'm lazy. But maybe I would become a superhero, you know? We'll just see how it goes. Ooh, some bonus question. When listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Yes. I'm a very visual person, and that's why I didn't think that I would like GWA. But then I found that that's the exact reason I do like it, is that I can picture kind of whatever I want, and how I envision people, and I can totally tailor it to how I picture them, and so it's the most satisfying to me. So in a way, I don't even think I would want to know what some people look like, just because I have an image of them in my head already. But I'm sure that everyone on here is as beautiful as they sound. But yeah, I picture pretty much everything I listen to. I just imagine in my head, because I'm a pretty visual person. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How'd that go? No. I'm very sneaky. Have you ever heard someone on GWA and could swear that you knew them from somewhere else? No, actually. And I'm not worried, but I think I have a pretty distinctive voice. So I'm curious to if anyone hears my posts and they're like, who is I think I know that voice. That just thinking about that situation is kind of crazy. I wouldn't really mind as long as I weren't an asshole about it. But yeah. Oh, that's it. That was super fun. I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk about random bullshit. And I will see all of you around. Thank you for listening.